morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning to you. Oh, it's a beautiful day. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Broadcasting live from the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota. You may be able to hear the rumbling of the motorcycles in the background. We're in downtown Rapid City today, downtown Main Street Square, it's called. And I am looking out. The temperature here is just absolutely gorgeous this morning. It's in the 80s right now, and we've had fantastic weather all week. Couple storms in the evening right here, which makes it fun with motorcycles, right? In fact, the hail that happened two nights ago in the Deadwood area, it actually looked like COVID. It was the most interesting pictures of it. It had little strings coming out of it, just like what we've been watching on the news. It was very interesting. But today, it's a beautiful day here, and I know in the Pacific Northwest, we'll continue to see weather in the 80s. As we continue our broadcast, I just want to share a little bit. I've talked to several friends and certainly have watched posts on Facebook and on social media about the long marathon day yesterday in our legislature at the Salem Capitol. And boy, all kinds of stress and strain. I'm telling you, tension is high, anxiety is high, and I think it's time that we ramp up the prayer and continue to be reminded. And I thought yesterday's show was so good with Julie Cooper, where we had a chance to really be reminded that we need to pray for those in leadership. And as I was getting up and preparing for the show this morning, I really thought, man, maybe we need to have a day of prayer for Oregon and day of prayer for Governor Brown. I don't think, I'm still one that believes in miracles. I still think it's important that we hold our elected officials, even if we don't agree with them, in prayer. And I believe that God can unveil the eyes of those that are in leadership, that are going against the people. And I keep throwing this out to you and to those that I come in contact with. You know, many people have been harmed by the policies in Oregon. Continuing to see many folks, even though they're claiming, the unemployment office isn't claiming that people are getting and receiving their funds, I'm hearing from several that they still have not. And there was movement yesterday in the legislature. They were trying to move people ahead of the line and give benefits to people that maybe have not been waiting as long, or maybe in the future may be laid off, those kinds of things. And the legislature shut that down. And there was all kinds of drama circulating around that. And as we continue to get through this situation in Oregon, it has been an interesting season for sure. And certainly moving back into the area after being gone for 30 years. And for 28 years, I lived at that right here in the Black Hills of South Dakota. And I'm looking around right now, and it's a beautiful day right here at Main Street Square. They've got a little green grass area. They've got fountains running. They've got a stage here, and a lot of community happens right here in the middle of Rapid City, South Dakota. And I'm watching people as they walk up and down the street mask-free. The state of South Dakota and the governor here, Kristi Noem, has taken a different approach than Governor Brown. She's taken an approach to trust everybody to do the right thing. And I certainly have witnessed that. At the rally, I witnessed those that feel like they're at more risk, or maybe they have a cold or congestion, they're wearing the mask. When I visit with them, they say, I think it's my responsibility, I should wear a mask because I've got allergies and I've got a little bit of a cold and I don't want to scare anybody. And then others is like, it's so nice to come to a state that, from Michigan. I talked to some folks yesterday from Michigan. It's so nice to come to a state where there is that freedom and liberty to, if you want to wear a mask, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. You're not forced to, and there's no mandate. I know all these weeks later, we're still talking about the mask thing, but I think it's a principle. There's a principle in philosophy. Are we going to trust people to do the right thing, or are we going to have to do it for them or force them into it? And it's certainly having an economic rippling effect through the Pacific Northwest. And I think that's why the tensions are high right there in the legislature. And so we're going to continue to have a spirit of prayer, but we also have to do our part, right? We have to let our elected leaders know how these mandates and governmental oversight is reaching into our personal lives. We need to tell our personal stories. And if you have a personal story to tell and we haven't touched it yet, you want to share it with me, I'd love you to tell me about it. I'd love to share your story. I don't even have to include your name, but tell me what's going on in your life. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. And I'm really excited. Oh, we're so excited at KSLM News. We are unraveling and exposing for the very first time our brand new website. Now, we've got some little things that we're still working on and enhancements, and we'll be uploading the podcast for each of us and those kinds of things on our website. But I encourage you to go to KSLM.news and look at our new website. Give us your feedback. Tell us what features you enjoy. And certainly, we encourage you to like us on Facebook, KSLM Radio. And we're working on an Instagram and some of the other social media outlets as well. Well, an effort to stay engaged, stay educated, and certainly do our part to be empowered every day to continue to get through this COVID-19 virus. Many times in the last 3 months, 4 months, I've had folks on the show to talk about what we can do personally, nutrition, what we can do to build our immune system. And this guest that I have with me lives right here in the Black Hills of South Dakota. She's a good friend of mine, and she's personally impacted my life and the health decisions I make day to day. Her name is Cheryl Carlton Rasmussen, and she is here with me, and we're looking at this beautiful downtown. Cheryl, I want to invite you to the morning show. Thank you for being here this morning, and how you doing?
I'm doing awesome. It is a beautiful, beautiful day today, and you know, I woke up just making sure I drank lots of water and got me some fresh fruit so I could get hydrated for the morning. I do like my morning coffee, Stacey, but I actually hydrate myself first because coffee is a dehydrator. So talk about a building your immune system. I'm always working on that every day, meal by meal.
So what would a breakfast look like for Cheryl, and what would you encourage people to get their metabolism going on a morning like this?
Well, I definitely love to start my mornings with organic eggs, and I'll make an omelet or scrambled eggs with some fruit. Sometimes I do the slow-cooked oatmeal. I don't believe in the instant oatmeal because it's an insulin spiker. So I'm thinking whole grains or fruit or both with my eggs, and sometimes I do the lean turkey bacon.
So when we talk about COVID-19 and the risk, a lot of the folks that have been affected are ones with compromised immune systems, things going on in their body, maybe diabetes, maybe high blood pressure. Perhaps they're contending with some sort of long-term disease, arthritis, things like that. When we're wanting to get a reset, in a sense, and that's the name of your company, Reset Weight, when they want to get a reset, what's a good place to get started? Like, if I will tell you, many people are saying the COVID-19 because they've gained 19 to 20 pounds during the stay-at-home orders and things. How would you recommend someone to get started?
Well, the first three things I would tell people is remember to drink half your weight in ounces of water. So if you're a 200-pound person, you need 100 ounces of water. I know that for some people, if they're used to just 8 or 16 ounces a day, that's going to be a process. And I believe in building the immune system is a process. So and making sure that you have a lean protein at every meal or snack, because that's going to help keep the muscle on your body. That's going to help keep you strong. And, you know, half your intake in the day from fresh fruits and vegetables. That's where we're going to get our energy from, because those are the foods that are grown in the earth. You know, the sunlight and water is what brings them. It's what God intended us to eat. And this is how people can start revitalizing and resetting their body.
So if you don't like to drink a lot of water, I know it's real popular right now to put additives into water and make it taste better. Does that work, or is that... Give me some insight there.
It absolutely does not. Now, they do have those water pitchers where you can put fresh fruit down the middle. It's called an infusion, I think, something like that. And you can flavor your water naturally from the fruit. And you can also put lemon or lime. But, you know, these artificial sweeteners, everybody's trying to find something other than pure H2O. And I'm saying go for the pure H2O.
So when we drink our water, when it's hot on hot days like this, oftentimes I'll say, bring your sunscreen and drink water. It's important to stay on top of, what does dehydration do to the body? What is your understanding?
Well, dehydration, first of all, is going to rob you of your energy, first and foremost, and it can cause illnesses in the long term, Stacey. So we have to be very careful. You know, a lot of people don't even realize the ones that are challenged with extra weight with COVID, as you said, water is a secret weight loss weapon. So you have to look at it. It's actually, what's the word I'm trying to find here? Anyway, it's definitely thermogenic. That's the word I wanted. And so that means that when you take something in your body, it heats the body so it burns more calories. Water does that.
And so getting the metabolism going is really the key. And the first step, the water helps with that. The next step would be to take an evaluation of how you're consuming your food, right? For me, I was not aware. I thought in my head that I just wait until I was hungry to eat. Well, what I was doing, and for our listeners who may or may not know, I've lost a lot of weight. I want to say close to 70 some pounds, somewhere in there. And what I learned was I thought, well, I'll just eat when I'm hungry. Well, I go all day and not eat. And then about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I would be starving. And then I'd go through the drive-through and get what I call a gut burger or gut taco or something just to satisfy that. But my body was already in chaos. Talk to me a little bit about that, Cheryl.
Oh my gosh, I just love what you just brought up, Stacey, because I always tell people make sure they're getting their water in, because that way you prevent the dehydration. So it's the same with making sure that you get small meals throughout the day, because now you're preventing the crash. Because what people do is they'll skip meals, they'll go too long in between meals and snacks, or they'll eat the wrong kind of foods. And so they're in these crash burn. So what they're doing in the long end of it all is when you go in those highs and lows, you're actually training your body to be a fat trapper instead of a fat releaser. So we want to make sure that we get a good protein, a good lean protein, a good carbohydrate. And remember, your carbohydrates are not only your grains, your good whole grains, but they're also fruits and vegetables, and then some good fats, and specifically omega-3s, you know, like from walnuts, flax seeds, flaxseed oil, chia seeds, that type of thing.
I think the message too is just don't go so long without eating anything, and that you put your body into starvation and your sugars, you feel that lows and highs where you suddenly you're shaky. And I know for me over time, as I've gotten older, I can't go without every couple hours, I got to have something, and we've got to make choices. And again, this ties into, you're probably going, why are we talking about nutrition and eating healthy and things? This is something very important. I think, again, this is part of our way that we can make a difference during COVID-19, building our immune system, stay healthy so that we're less at risk at catching even the flu or any kind of, that's kind of funny, we hear a siren going by as I'm talking about that, good effects. It's important that we stay ahead of the curve and do the best that we can. And we also know by eating good food is medicine. And when we make these choices, and I know, because I've been there, it's frustrating when you feel like you have so much to do. You have a lot of weight to lose. You have a lot, you need to rebound your health. I know it's difficult, but I'm telling you, friends, nothing is impossible, and you can start today. We're going to continue the conversation after we come back from this break. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use, broadcasting live from the Black Hills of South Dakota, visiting with Cheryl Carlton Rasmussen, and we're talking about healthy you and I during this season in our lives. We'll be back after this. Good morning. It is a brand new day, a beautiful day. Hello, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann. We are in the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota, continuing to broadcast live with the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. And we're downtown Rapid City, South Dakota at Main Street Square, and it's absolutely picturesque. It's beautiful down here, and I want to thank our friend Bill Sunderland with Country Financial Sunderland Agency 503-885-0789. And wouldn't you know it, Bill and his beautiful wife, Lisa, are here for the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. Yep, they're here. In fact, Bill is going to join me tomorrow morning. We're going to be broadcasting live from Sturgis. Yes, we're going to go downtown. We'll probably hear lots of roaring motorcycles. And we are going to broadcast live from Sturgis tomorrow morning. So be sure to tune in tomorrow morning. Tell your friends and family. We are continuing the conversation this morning, talking about what we can do with our personal health to build up our immune system and eat healthy. And I know, you know, sometimes it's kind of like saying the word budget with our money. It's like, the word diet is like, not so much. You know, we want to eat what we want to eat. We want to do what we want to do. But after a while, if we don't take care of our body, we're going to pay greatly for it. And so it's important that we learn and do the things we need to do for our own personal health. And I've got Cheryl Carlton Rasmussen here, and she's been a friend for many years and a coach to me in my health, not only myself, but my parents, my mom and dad, even in their 70s, they've had a rebound in their health and by eating. And there's this expression, Cheryl, I want you to help me with. And in the motorcycle world, I'm a motorcycle enthusiast. We say we ride to eat and eat to ride, you know, because we all of our rides are around going somewhere good to eat, you know, kind of thing. Well, there's the expression eat to live or live to eat. And people, where do they fall on all of that? And sometimes their fantasy is based on that good steak or that seafood or whatever. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I always say that saying to my clients, and it's, we have to, that's one of the biggest things I think people have to change in their mind is we have to learn how to eat to live instead of live to eat. And I know for me, that was a big thing back in the 80s when I finally had made my turnaround and reset, because I think that we use food a lot as entertainment. And we're not looking at it as fuel or medicine for the earth suit. I call it our earth suit. And so I find that when I start looking at food, you know, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And I love that. And I also have come to a place, Stacy, in a saying that until the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change, only then do we change. And I personally came to that place years ago, and I had no energy. I wasn't feeling well. And I really wanted to learn the long right way. I didn't want to learn another fad diet because it's short-lived and it's temporary. So I wanted to find out, you know, how to get the good proteins, good carbs, and good fats, how God intended us to eat our foods to keep ourselves well. And I learned that, and I changed, and now I'm in that seat helping others. And it is definitely a process. And just starting with one little thing each day or each week to help that along. Because the people that go on a fad quick diet, yeah, they drop weight quick, but they don't realize they're dropping a lot of muscle weight with the fat weight, more muscle than fat, and so they're actually messing up their metabolism. So I'm all about keeping the muscle on while dropping the fat. So if you gain 2 pounds of muscle, but you lose 2 pounds of fat, you made a 4 pound improvement, but you're not going to see a deficit on the scale, but you will see it in the inches. And that's why I'm a big believer in inches.
So if we're if a listener is thinking, well, I want to start doing something different today. I'll increase my water. I want to increase my, awareness of what I need to eat as far as fruits and vegetables and things like that. Talk to me a little bit about how important it is to have a coach or someone alongside of you for accountability in that piece of it.
Well, that's exactly what a lot of my clients have found. And they come to me going, I just can't do it on my own. I need the accountability. And I said, well, that's nothing to be shameful about. I said, that's an awesome thing. You know, years ago, if you went to counseling for anything, people looked at you as if you're weak. I look at that as strength. I look at that as a person that's awakened to self and realizes that they need to do something and they need that accountability. There's something magical. I'm just going to use that word that when someone comes in the office to someone they feel safe with, because you're going to have some tough weeks, but that they can come in front of you and get on the scale and that they can trust you and that's one of the things that I love that God's given me so graciously is a trusting spirit so that people come in and feel safe. I think that's very important. And I found for myself in areas in my life, I need accountability with certain things. And so I just think it's awesome to do that because there is something about that. Oh, I got to go in. I got to go way in front of Cheryl. I got to get my inches taken. And it's just, it keeps them going. I hear this all the time. And so I think it's a place that sometimes people have to humble themselves to is to come to that realization and that it's okay. It's okay.
Well, I know it's important that we have in life in those difficult areas, wherever we're at, and food for some people is an addiction. But we need it to live. We need food to live. And so that relationship to food and evaluating that is very important. And if anybody has had trauma in their past or a lot of grief or depression, food can easily, you can go to food for comfort. Oftentimes we use food for reward with children or when we're celebrating. And so talk to us a little bit in the time that we have left about our relationship with food.
That was great, Stacy, to bring that up because that's a real thing. You know, I think about women in general that don't want to throw out certain clothes of theirs because there's emotions tied to it. There is definitely an emotional tie to food. And I think that that's one of the biggest challenges. And a lot of people don't realize that the junk carbohydrates actually produce a chemical called serotonin, which boosts the feel-good hormones in the brain. But then there's a crash after it. And I do agree with you that I think, like, unlike alcohol or drugs, you know, we don't need that to survive, but we do need food to survive. And so with that said, it's a little bit more challenging because it's around and it's everywhere we go. And, you know, it's a day by day thing. It's a meal by meal thing. And I just, you know, start today, just do the next right thing today and get some lean proteins and some good fruits and vegetables and some good fats. And just know that it is live that way. Cause one meal at a time makes the day. The days make the weeks make the months makes the year.
And in our effort to encourage, engage, educate, and empower each of us to make better decisions, we are here together in conversation with Cheryl Carlton Rasmussen on this beautiful day, broadcasting live from the Black Hills of South Dakota. I'm Stacey Ann. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you together on this wonderful Tuesday. It's a beautiful day live from the Black Hills of South Dakota. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use. And we're encouraging you to stay engaged. Go ahead and look at our new website that we just launched. So excited about that. We also launched a brand new news source. We're getting our news now from Fox News. So you might hear that at the top of the hour. We're excited about that. Lots of things coming around the corner. We're so glad that our audience is growing and we're thankful that you're telling others. And certainly we are a Pacific Northwest, certainly radio station and program right out of Salem. And today we've gone national. Yes, indeed. We're here in the Black Hills of South Dakota, the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. And it is interesting because our Governor Noem here in South Dakota has taken a stance and a philosophy of allowing the people to make the best decisions for themselves, their businesses, their community, their churches, all of those kinds of things. But it isn't without some resistance. There are a few here that have actually gotten some national attention on some of the mainstream media kind of countering the message of what our governor is doing here. And so there's a little bit of resistance and trouble. But right, I'm looking right here at downtown Rapid City, and I'm thinking right now about downtown Portland and how beautiful the Rose City is in Portland, and now the reputation nationally that it's getting. And several folks have asked me, oh, you're from Oregon? What's it like there? Is it rippling down to Salem? And how in the world, why aren't they stopping that? Why aren't they getting to the solution? Why are they allowing them to continue to destroy the beautiful Rose City? And of course, I don't really have the answer other than What started as a peaceful protest has certainly been taken over by raging rioters, and it's lost the message in my mind. And so it is interesting on a national scale how people are looking at Oregon and looking at our Governor Brown and how, and certainly Mayor Ted Wheeler, and how they're not handling it the way that's in best interest of the businesses and the community members there. And it will continue to get intense, I think, unless they get a handle on it. And certainly the legislature meeting yesterday, looking at how the economics are being impacted. It is something that we certainly need to keep mindful. And when we encourage and talk to people around us in our circles of influence, we need to have discussions. Are you going to continue for more of the same? Are we going to continue electing the same types of individuals that have not assisted us and helped us where we're at right now? Or are we going to do something different? My challenge to you is to be sure you know why you believe what you believe and help others, not so much in an arguing way, as I see sometimes on Facebook, but in a way equipped with information that provokes thought, helps them understand why they believe what they believe, and maybe they need to look at things differently, and certainly being understanding and gaining a perspective of why they believe what they believe. As we continue on in the conversation here in the Black Hills of South Dakota, I believe we can do the best we can do personally by enhancing our immune system, taking control of what we put in our mouth every single day, and finding ways to build our immune system. And one of the things I have found personally with COVID is making sure that my vitamins, that I'm getting it through the food that I eat, and supplementing as well. And it's been found in the research so far, I think zinc plays a big role in fighting COVID and developing your immune system. I think there's other things as well. I've got Cheryl Carlton Rasmussen here with me. She is a coach that comes alongside people, helping them reset their weight and their food and their attitude and behaviors each and every day. And I know, Cheryl, you have had some great success stories over the years of people that have really revitalized their life and their health. Can you think of a client specifically that you could talk about that's health has been reset and changed that you want to share with us?
Yes. I had a husband and wife actually that came in to hire me for accountability, and he had like an 8-point something in his A1C, and he went down to 5-point something. Now that took him about 9 months of crossing his T's and dotting his I's, I call it, with eating right and following what I was sharing with him. He wasn't perfect. Nobody is. But his blood sugars dropped tremendously. And I there's just so many things that happen when people turn around, they're eating, not just getting their energy back, but some people are getting off their blood pressure medicine. You know, some people are, like I said, were pre-diabetic and now they're out of that range. I have had a few that were type 2 diabetics and totally reverse that. I always said to my clients, if food got you there, food can get you out of there. So I get excited when I hear different things with blood work. People will bring in blood, their blood work from their doctor, and just so excited. And I said, well, that's what food can do. So food can be medicine. Now, I'm not saying that they don't need medicine on top of that for other things, but let's start there. That's a real great base for people to start at. So, I'm all about the, like I said, the balance of the proteins, the carbs, and the fats, and then what quality. Reset weight is really about BBQ, Stacy. It's about balance, portion, and quality. So it's, I always liken it to this. If you go to the gas station and you're pouring gas and your gas tank is full, do you keep pouring gas? No. But if you did, it would pour out on the ground. If you are a person that keeps overeating and over consuming on the wrong foods, it does not fall out on the ground. It expands you. So we want portion distortion. If I could, just say one saying on a mountaintop, it would be that we are in a portion distortion world.
I agree with that, in that a lot of times when we go to a restaurant, Terry and I will split a meal because the portions are so large. And there is something to be said, too, overeating. I think there's a general understanding or thinking that people that are overweight are overeaters. And there's also a thing called undereating and starving your body into fatness. Can you talk to us about that?
Absolutely. That is very true. A lot of now, here's what I know. When women come in and they have 50 to 60 pounds to drop, it's true that there was a time they did overeat. And now they're having challenges because they're into insulin resistance. And that is something that is, you know, insulin's your fat storage hormone, Stacey. So when a person gets into that place, they really have to cut back on the bad carbs because they're feeding the illness every time they're taking in the white flour, the white sugars. So it's very, very, it's a challenge. It really is a challenge because it is an addiction. I do believe that also. And food addiction, you know, it can creep up on you. I know I had a sugar addiction. I was very addicted to sugar. I could have ate sugar all day long and never ate a good meal. But I will tell you something that a lot of clients have learned from me, that when you eat the right way, you eat so much food. People come and go, Cheryl, I can't eat this much food. Yeah, yes, you can. Over time, you can. It's the fiber that you're finding when you go back to whole foods. And that's found in your fruits, your vegetables, your whole grains. And, you know, it's just something that the body has to work on to slowly get reacclimated.
Oftentimes you hear the expression gut health, that everything in your gut, in a sense, will determine your future health. And so fiber is extremely important, and so is probiotic type stuff. Talk to us a little bit about that, because I think this is a way that people can change their thinking about what they're buying at the grocery store and what supplements they might need.
And I'm all about the probiotics for gut health. I really am. And that's an individual choice, because some people will go get kombucha, which is a fermented tea that will help. Yogurt. Some people will go get in pill form. Some people will get it in liquid form. You know, go talk to the health food store. The people there, they're very educated. But I'm all over the probiotics. You can get it naturally through the food, like I just mentioned, or you can go take a supplement or both. But fiber, it's an interesting topic, because the average American gets about 8 to 10 grams of fiber a day, and we need 25 to 30 to keep ourselves moving, no pun intended. And so I just want to make sure that, you know, the average person, 8 to 10 grams a day, wow, that's really low. But here's what I'm going to say, that when you do start incorporating fiber in your diet, make sure that it's a process. It's not overnight. It could blow your intestines up, so you want to be mindful of that. This whole thing about resetting is definitely, I keep using the word process because it is.
And it's a mindset, and it starts today. Start by drinking more water. Start by making your menu plan and getting more fruits and vegetables and everything in balance. The beautiful thing that I love about reset and the coaching that you do, and that has been really helpful in my mind, because when I was growing up, I was very athletic, played a lot of sports. I played softball, basketball. I was very outgoing. And it wasn't until I settled down and started having children that I started developing weight issues. And my thought and my relationship with food, and that I didn't need to eat, that if I ate less, I would lose the weight, but actually it stored it because my body didn't know when it was going to get the next meal. And then I had later on in life more metabolism issues and things. And so it's a process. And so I think it's really important that we don't think that we have to go to the gym 2 hours a day to get that fit body that we had at 20. That we need to start with what we eat and eat healthy and make those choices. And as our energy increases, then we'll want to move. And I find now I have to go. I have to move. I have to, because I'm feeling good and I'm eating healthier. Talk to us a little bit about movement along with eating.
First of all, I like the saying, you can't out-exercise a bad diet. And I am a big advocate for exercise. I believe in it totally. But I too don't believe you have to be at the gym 2 to 3 hours. I always say put the emphasis on the eating well and exercise in moderation, because 80% of it's how you eat. And I have learned that personally, and my clients have all learned that. You know, I think of a 75-year-old woman, a client of mine, that it took her a while to do this, but she lost 55 inches, 51 pounds. She had a walker. She can't even exercise. So that showed, again, you can't out-exercise a bad diet. Exercise is so important, but I think the people that are spending, you know, 3 to 4 hours at the gym and not learning how to eat properly and how to portion, how to balance, they learn down the road that it's not going to work that way. Totally.
So it's about balance. It's about eating right. And after we get back from this break, I want to talk about our stinking thinking when it comes to being healthy and doing the right thing. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, having a great talk this morning on what we can do to build up our health so we stay strong and have good immunity. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Broadcasting live from downtown Rapid City. It's Main Street Square. We're in the middle of the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, and it has been such a fun time connecting with people, and would you believe several Oregonians and Washingtonians, some Californians, many people coming from some folks yesterday from Michigan coming to South Dakota. Do you know why? Yep, the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, but moreover, a place where there's freedom and liberty to be themselves. And it has been so fun to watch all the smiles and see people celebrating one another. I see a dose of kindness, appreciation, and certainly a lot of them are saying, man, what is going on in our home state? And many of them are saying, for the first time, I am actually being bold in my circle of influence and telling people, do we want more of the same or do we want to do some things differently? Well, we have a chance here coming up right around the corner with our election. We want to make sure that we're registered to vote. We want to make sure that we are helping others get registered to vote and certainly help them understand the issues that we're facing in our day-to-day life. And for me, I know my personal family security is very, very important, and that is a talking point that many people are saying. We want secure communities. We want to make sure that we can make our own decisions. And one of the things that is so very important to me, and it has been amazing in the last 4 years of my life, this journey that I've been on to look at food differently and look at food as medicine and empower myself on making better choices on what I'm eating. And I'll just tell you right now, last night I didn't make some very good choices. We were at a restaurant and all they had was deep fried food, and I can only have so much of it, and my stomach just, it speaks to me, because usually I'm eating salads and fresh organic more so foods. And it's been an interesting last couple of days. When you're in this atmosphere, you tend to just to eat what's there, and there's not always healthy choices. Cheryl, talk to me a little bit about how our mental capacity when we're dealing with food, how important our mindset and what our thinking around food and our stinking thinking, how we need to change that. That's such a vital process as much as exercising, how we think about food and what we do.
Boy, you're just right on with that stinking thinking. Because, you know, here's some stinking thinking mentality is, well, it's Friday and I just really feel like letting my hair down this weekend and I'll start Monday. You know, that's a definite stinking thinking mentality. Or, you know, I just messed up on this meal. I might as well take the rest of the day. So be careful with those thinkings. And remember, this is one meal at a time. So that means one day at a time. We have to go into that. Just like maybe possibly somebody that's dealing with alcohol. We have to go into the one day at a time. Just for the next 24 hours, I can do this. You know, set goals. It's okay to set goals, but make sure when you set goals, it's not just pounds, because that's just one assessment of your health. You know, we've got the inches, we've got energy, all sorts of things. And remember this too, that here's a saying, this little bit isn't going to matter. This isn't going to hurt me. Well, you know, if you keep that philosophy over time, it can and it will. The little bits add up, which bring me to the two bite rule. So the other night, my husband said, hey, let's go down and let's get an ice cream. And I said, he goes, do you want one? I said, well, I would love one. I said, but I'm not going to do it. And I said, but I'll do the two bite rule. Because I tell my clients that all the time. So I said, get two spoons. I had two bites and I was very satisfied. So remember that too. And remember to be careful if you're truly trying to build your immune system and watch your weight is the buffets, because the buffets are all about, I've got to get my money's worth. And it's all you can eat. So if you're not able to keep yourself a little bit under control, that's probably not the best place for you to go right now. And that's something that you can build to, because I changed my mindset on that. And what I think about when I go to a buffet is, oh, it's so nice that I don't have to order and wait. I can just go up and eat.
And it is interesting because many places right now, because of COVID, they don't have the buffet, and you're getting the portions set aside for you. And I think it's okay. One of the things that I did, maybe you'll find this helpful when you know that it's going to be in your by yourself or you're in a group of people and you're not sharing with your loved one your meal like I do with Terry, is to ask for the to-go box right away and cut it in half and put half of it away. And a lot of it is portions and making sure it's balanced. Cheryl taught me a long time ago too that we can eat for our blood type. And I found with an O positive blood type, I tend to hunger after and crave the protein, the beef. And even with the beef protein cravings that I've had, I cut that in half. I don't have to have the big 6-ounce steak. I can cut it into half of that or even a fourth of that. And it works good. And then I can have it as a snack a couple hours later. So I reward myself by doing that. That's something that I've done. The other element of this too, Cheryl, I want to talk about is the spiritual side of this. You have a saying that is so powerful that I use on the air quite a bit. Talk to us a little bit about our human experience.
Our what? I'm sorry. We're humans having a spiritual experience. Is that not the truth? And so, you know, we're learning to balance this temple and the physical all in one. And it's a wild ride some days. But I just know that, you know, God intended us to fuel our earth suits properly so that he can use us in the best way possible, just like he's using you right now, Stacy, like he's using me. And without eating right and having, I believe it all goes hand in hand. I really do. And I think that eating right and keeping your energy levels up helps you just be nice to someone. I know when my blood sugar's down, boy, I can get in a real bad place. So I have to be careful and make sure that I carry stuff in my purse that will stabilize my blood sugar in case I get into a little bit of a moment.
So I'm curious, what do you carry in your purse for those moments?
Well, I carry, they're called RX bars. They have egg whites, they have nuts and dates. So if you don't like dates, you won't like these, but they're a balance of the carbs, proteins, and fats, and they keep my blood sugar stabilized. And plus, I feel like I'm getting a little goody.
So there really is a term called hangry, right? You get yourself too hungry, you do get short on patience. And I think that's a great reminder. Now, Cheryl, you coach long distance, you coach on the phone, you coach over the internet, you coach in person, all of that face to face, you do FaceTime or whatever. If there's someone listening who's interested in learning more, maybe want you to coach them in their day to day choices as far as eating and their weight, how could they get a hold of you?
ResetWeight.org. ResetWeight.org.
And is there a phone number as well that they could call?
605-391-8697.
And I promise you, you'll be encouraged. I've watched Cheryl over the years. She has a kind of a wall of fame of before and after pictures in her office where she celebrates along with each and every one of her clients that she walks alongside with. And if you are someone who's needing a little encouragement, wanting to build up your immune system, maybe lose a few pounds or just get your thinking straight about food, I encourage you to get a hold of her. I want to remind you, too, tomorrow we're going to be broadcasting live from Sturgis, South Dakota, right in the middle of the motorcycle world. It'll be interesting. We'll see how loud it gets at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning, but it should be a great time. I hope you tune in. Don't forget to check out our new website at kslm.news. And let me hear from you. If you have something coming up in your community that you want me to promote, I'd love to connect with you. Send me an email, stacy@kslm.news. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM News that you can use. Have a fantastic day. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a great day.